everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I have my good friend, Carolyn Gager. She's also a certified nurse midwife with Ultrasound for Midwives. We've been doing this interview series. Carolyn is such a wealth of knowledge, and I've just been picking your brain. And I'm like, it's not fair to the masses. I need to get this out to everyone. So when they have questions. So Carolyn, if you want to tell a little bit about yourself and Ultrasound for Midwives, what services, why you started it, and we'll go from there.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Gager, and I've been doing ultrasound since the early 1970s. It's just part of who I am, and I have enjoyed learning as well as teaching ultrasound and performing it. And it's been a part of my practice. I was a practicing sonographer for a while. I was a labor and delivery nurse, then a certified nurse midwife, a midwife educator, and now I am an ultrasound educator. After I had retired from clinical practice, I began getting more requests to be teaching ultrasound, and what I found was people were feeling a loss of the opportunity to get hands-on ultrasound training. And midwives being the group that I was most associated with is how I started Ultrasound for Midwives. And I initially started it as a two-day course, one day of lecture and background information, and then the second day of hands-on experience with a small group of midwives. I went to individual practices around the country. I went to birth centers, to
like hospital-affiliated midwives.
To hospitals, to clinics, to private practices around the country, teaching them to do hands-on ultrasound. And we would have, actually, I usually have a maximum of four midwives at a time to do hands-on scanning. And we scan between 15 and 20 patients in a day to get an opportunity to get experience ranging from GYN up through third trimester. And that was rolling along. I was thoroughly enjoying my travel and having the chance to have hands-on patients and meet with midwives when COVID came along. And I said, now what am I going to do? And I was invited by University of California to give a virtual lecture to their students, which I did, and said, oh, that worked pretty well. So I decided to begin teaching online and have taught many midwifery students and the very basics of ultrasound indications. When do you order an ultrasound? How do you read an ultrasound? And such. And then for nurse midwives, offering the same kind of information that I teach in my comprehensive course, except entirely the lecture side and not able to do the hands-on education. I'm looking forward to COVID settling down and being able to be back on the road and doing the teaching. But along the way, Leslie has introduced me to putting these courses online so that you can take and listen to them and learn from them at your own pace, in the comfort of your own home, or however you're going to do that. And it remains with the option of asking me questions and such that I'll get back to, so that you're not just left there on your own. And so it's a nice new venture for me, and I'm looking forward to doing more and more of it. And if you have feedback, I really want to hear it so that we can be sure to offer what you need.
Yeah, I think, Carolyn, it's reinforcing, I think, inspirational side to so many midwives have to evolve and adapt, not just in their personal and their clinical lives, but also the business. There's a lot of business strategies of being on site. You had to evolve and adapt, and it's creating a win-win situation. You have such wealth and knowledge, and when you're telling me what you were doing, I was like, you're only going to meet with a few midwives across the country. You have such a wealth of knowledge that how do we leverage your amazing skill set? And online courses have been getting more and more popular. And I'm like, you are such a wealth of knowledge that how can we make it affordable to the masses, accessible easily, lifetime access? I mean, it was a given. And so, yeah, we'll be coming up with, we brainstormed 4 to 6 topics, but the first one's going to be your amazing comprehensive course, just the ins and outs of everything within the scope of midwives and advanced practice providers. But yeah, if you want to talk just briefly about the first course that's going to be coming out in February 2021.
That course will cover the scope of practice that has been identified by the American Institute of Ultrasound for Medicine and the scope of practice for nurse midwives, nurse practitioners, and physician's assistants. And that's point of care, limited ultrasound. And we're going to go through introduction to ultrasound as a modality, and then basic GYN ultrasound to learn normal female anatomy.
It'll be a lot of like the first trimester, the second trimester. I think it's just a nice, what's within the scope of us as providers, but it's also, it's very detailed. How long does it take typically to do this course? About 8 hours, is that correct?
It's about 8 hours. And when I've taught it, it's been 8 hours straight in a row. So you have the opportunity to break it up if you would like to. It's yeah, quite a full day when I do this whole course. So it'll be 8 to 9 hours because we're developing a little bit more information on billing and documentation.
Just the business, that business and implementation.
Liability.
Side, sure.
So it's the business part of it that is also important. If you're adding this to your practice, you need to have that knowledge as well.
Yeah. No, I am very excited about just the opportunities. There's so much, a lot of midwives can't go to conferences, they can't network, and how do we get this continuing education and expansion of scope and possibilities to their practice? So it's been an honor meeting with you and being able to service more midwives and advanced practice providers with your skill set. Is there any other specific, do you do like one-on-one? I know you're starting to dig into certified professional midwife scope a little bit. Why don't you talk about some of the other unique things you've been doing too?
Well, besides the student nurse midwives, I've been meeting with small groups of practicing midwives who within a certain practice and doing that comprehensive course with them and helping them to establish guidelines for how they're getting their clinical experience. I'm not there to teach it to them, but what can they do to get that information and what do they need? So I've been working on that. I have, in fact, taught several courses for CPMs that are currently doing ultrasound and need to have more background on what it is that they're doing and what they can do, kind of what their scope of practice should be. And
I think there's just so many amazing options. You're very customizable. If they ever want to reach out to you, I know you do one-on-one, and once we can travel again, you're very flexible because everybody's practice is different, whether it's a smaller home birth practice and a community wants to get some training or a really large practice. I think just having them know they can reach out to you and they're going to get you directly and they're going to work out a win-win situation for what their needs are and what you can do. And I know you love to travel. So once the lockdowns and the travel is possible, I know you're going to be very open to people making offers, especially in the wintertime, warm places to travel to.
That would be really nice. Absolutely.
So yeah. So if you want to, go ahead, Carolyn.
I did have a course up in Wenatchee, Washington, and had to drive through the mountains in the snow to get to them. So that was very exciting, but a great fun course and a neat place to go. Apple capital of the United States. Didn't know that before.
I did not know that either. So Carolyn, if they want to get connected with you, learn more about your resources or pick your brain, what's the best way for them to find you?
Probably through my website, ultrasoundformidwives.com. And there's a contact section there. Just jot down anything that you want to know and I'll get that message within a day or so and get right back to you.
Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Carolyn. You have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you. You do the same.